This one is called The Woods of My Mind. I don't feel like working today. I'm looking at this list of things that need to be done, and I realize that Monday starts a class that I should have already planned out, and I didn't. My creativity and thoughts are all over the place, and now I have no idea what to write about. I'm watching this video of a young woman living in the woods. She was a city girl who got to the point of frustration with her life. She was tired of living a life of stress. She felt it was ridiculous that she paid for a place to stay, but spent more time outside of it than in it. That resonated with me. It reminded me of why I decided to change things in my own life. I remember when I first brought up homeschooling to my husband. "You want to do what?" he asked, shocked. His hair was still short then. It was before he was growing it out, around the time that the grays had started to set in on him. He was only in his mid-30s. I guess that happens to that type of man. He's always taking care of everyone. I was close enough to smell his cologne, the daddy smell, as the kids call it. The scent wasn't from a fresh spray of cologne. He was wearing his robe, and it always smelled like him. I've always loved that his scent lingered on his clothes. We were standing in the kitchen. My favorite apron hung on the wall, and I thought to myself how small the space is. I always hated company in the kitchen. Whoever designed our home made an awful mistake with how tiny they made it in comparison to how big the house is. It also made me feel like I had no escape from the conversation because I always felt boxed in if anyone else was in there with me. The only way out was the laundry room. A small nail from the latest unfinished DIY project lay flat on the counter, furthering my quiet frustration. It was dim because the overhead light needed to be changed. Another thing on the list that hadn't been completed yet. But that was a topic that I would have to wait to dissect. "Homeschool, babe. I want to homeschool the kids," I said. He let out a sigh. I'd known him long enough to know that sigh was one of confusion, but also curiosity. I could tell he wanted to talk me out of it. But he also wanted to know why this sudden random change of plans. He was the planner. I was the spontaneous one, at least when it came to more serious matters. He could map out a 10-year plan and I could barely tell you what I planned to eat for lunch. That's how it usually worked with us. We kept a good balance because I wasn't too serious and he wasn't too fluid. Usually he'd say, "Whatever you want, baby." But this time I knew there would be some pushback. I knew without him saying it that he had some preconceived notions, just like I had about homeschool kids. The socialization, the lack of structure, the idea of college and what that would look like if they didn't actually graduate from a real school. At the time, I was worried that overexposure of everything in the world just wasn't good for the kids. I was always worried. I was always worried because I knew what I didn't want my life to look like. Such a strange thing to know exactly what you don't want, but not exactly what you do want. I was worried that I couldn't control their environment anymore. I was worried because even though I'm more fluid and carefree, I have a quiet tendency toward anxiousness. That wasn't the reason I wanted to homeschool. I was fearful. There was uncertainty, and fear was my natural response. I let fear cripple me. The video of the lady in the woods is still playing. I'm thinking of how she's living there alone and so sufficient. At times I think I want that. But then there's the fear. I fear things that I can't control. I fear the unknown. But everyone does. I'm afraid of reaching a point where I have no idea what to do or how to solve the issues at hand. I think that's why I'm laid back. I'm afraid of failure. Not of what it looks like, but the results of it. I'm laid back because when there's no expectation, there's no disappointment. That was what I submitted for my writing class this week. As I mentioned, I did have a title for it. I called it The Woods of My Mind. But I'm just not sure if that's the title that I'm going to stick with. I have read in my writing book for this class that we should be looking forward to like creating booklets for ourselves. And I am going to be working on that. I have so many things that I've written over the course of the last few weeks. I have shared 3 of them on this platform, including this one. And I'm just really excited because I don't know that these are like immaculate pieces of writing and that they're so intriguing, but I do know that I'm enjoying it and I'm enjoying the process of learning to write. So a few things that I wanted to take note of, if you're a writer, this might help you. There's a couple of things that we've been doing in this class. The first is writing like we talk. So if you notice anything that I share at this point in this class, at this level one, it will not be anything overly literary. It will not be anything that is filled with fancy writing, alliteration, worried about like adjectives and adverbs. It's just writing like you talk. The second thing is, in you writing like you talk, you come across transformation lines, which are essentially I statements. And a few examples that I have here is, I was always worried. I was fearful. I fear the unknown. I'm afraid of reaching a point where I have no idea. I'm afraid of failure. I'm laid back. Those are all I statements that you would then take in what he calls massaging the transformation line. And you massage those things by asking yourself a question. And when you ask yourself that question, it reveals a deeper truth. And you keep digging and digging and digging until you get to the point where you're like, whew, all right, I guess I'm going to tell this story. And that is when you find yourself in the deep voice. So even in this example of what I wrote, you could see that I didn't know what I was going to write about. And that's how I start most of my journal entries. I rarely ever have something that I know I want to talk about. I just start writing. And so in this particular case, I was like, I don't feel like working today. I'm looking at this list of things that need to be done. I'm listening to this video. This video is cool. This video resonates with me. And then it came to me what I wanted to talk about. And so in me just writing like I talk, that is what came out of it. The third element of what we started learning in this class is something called an image moment. And an image moment is a really powerful thing that we see in literature all the time, where it is helping to describe what's going on in the scene. And we see it all the time in books, but it is something that you have to be intentional about doing it in your writing. So if you were listening and you paid attention to the part in the kitchen, I gave an entire descriptive piece of what was happening. I talked about what my husband looked like, what he smelled like, what was going on in that room. We were in the kitchen. I talked about how small the kitchen was in comparison to the rest of the house. I talked about like random things that were going on, like some of the things that were on the counter, the feel of the room, some of my thoughts about what was going on. And these are all things that help to create imagery for the reader. And again, you see this in books all the time where there might be some dialogue or there might be something going on. And then suddenly you'll have this narration of like, the car was blue and the sky was gray, and it was one of those days where the rain was coming down, and I looked down the street and there was a single bench with a cat sitting on it and no one else. The street was so quiet. And these are the things that we don't necessarily think about adding to our writing, but he's intentionally teaching us how to put them in the writing. And again, it's so enjoyable. It is so fun. I'm really enjoying the way that this class is challenging and unlocking my creativity. And I will continue to share pieces of my writing on Wednesdays on the podcast. Again, remember, if you're like, girl, what is this? I don't hear this. Skip the Wednesday episodes and come back on Friday. But if you're intrigued, I will see you next Wednesday.